said, my little bear is growing up. And he said, but when I'm big, I'll still know what to do. 'Cause I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. By then I'll be strong and Superman will be just like, hey, won't we, Dad, when I can do everything you do? 'Cause I've been watching you.
Music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
A special report from ABC News, New Hampshire primary. I'm Sherry Preston. Another win for Donald Trump and more calls for the only opponent left in the GOP race, Nikki Haley, to drop out. ABC's Melissa Adan is in Manchester with more on what's shaping up to be a 2020 rematch in November.
Trump striking a vengeful tone.
Who the hell was the imposter that went up on the stage before and, like, claimed a victory? She did very poorly, actually.
Earlier, Haley congratulated Trump, but insisted she's staying in the race.
New Hampshire is first in the nation. It is not the last in the nation.
Haley's finish was stronger than recent polls suggested, winning a majority among independents and college graduates. Her campaign claiming that's why Haley would be stronger than Trump against Biden.
As for Biden, his team is proceeding as if he will be the Republican nominee, Donald Trump, that is, the president urging independents to vote with the Democrats. This is ABC News. The district attorney in Manhattan taking a hard look at some apps you may have on your phone right now that he says could be putting your money at risk after some users were scammed.
Three popular payment apps are on notice: Venmo, Zelle, and Cash App, to protect consumers. District attorney in New York, DA Alvin Bragg, warns more users are being robbed. He says limit the amount of money users can send and impose wait times on larger transfers. Another potential guardrail: Apple has rolled out its new stolen device protection feature, which requires face or touch ID to perform certain actions and puts a time delay on password changes.
That's ABC's Rhiannon Alley. eBay is trimming back its staff, planning to lay off about 9% of its workforce, around 1,000 people. Lawmakers in Oregon now moving to recriminalize drugs, a sweeping measure in 2020 decriminalized drug possession in many cases, but facing a spike in overdose deaths, lawmakers are now moving to undo parts of the law. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on the driver who treats the highway like a racetrack and the shoulder like a passing lane. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California, subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving, generally safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ayland. In the middle of his first season as Milwaukee Bucks head coach, Adrian Griffin was abruptly let go Tuesday. The Bucks are tied for the NBA's second-best record, but concerns have been raised about the team's defensive performance. Bucks assistant coach Joe Prunty will serve as interim head coach. Governor Tony Evers highlighted Wisconsin's workforce challenges in a State of the State address Tuesday night. Evers called it the most significant challenge facing the state. The Democratic governor called for investments in child care and education, along with expanded paid family leave in order to attract and keep workers. And the Department of Natural Resources is putting out a warning about shifting ice conditions. Warmer temperatures hovering around the freezing mark are expected for southern Wisconsin over the next week. That could make river and lake ice unstable and spotty. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Snowmobiling is a great way to find your adventure in Wisconsin. With thousands of trails to explore, there's always something new to discover. No matter where you ride, think smart before you start. Wear a helmet and dress for the weather. Check with area bait shops for local ice conditions. Never drink and ride. Every year, we lose snowmobilers to crashes that could have been prevented. Reach your destination safely every time. For more safety tips, visit dnr.wi.gov.
The Durand Improvement Group is committed to improving Durand's quality of life through involvement in our community. From Fun Fest to Music in the Park, Durand Dazzle Holiday, and more, the Durand Improvement Group's mission is to strengthen area businesses and improve our community welfare. DIG is open to all members of the community, not just businesses. You can help. Visit DurandImprovementGroup.org and become an individual member of the Durand Improvement Group today. This message is a public service of Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Believer City Church in Menominee holds weekly community Bible study and discussions in towns throughout our region. And we are now coming to Durand, meeting Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. at Cell Block Bar and Grill. Our gatherings are extremely casual and consist of fellowship and learning from Scripture as well as each other. Whether you belong to a local church or not, you are welcome to come and spend the evening with us. No hooks, no catches. We are a non-denominational evangelical church. You're safe with us.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We have some pretty dense fog out there this morning. Could be a little frosty on the roads, too, where temperatures are below freezing. It's going to be cloudy and dreary all day long with patchy fog likely 35 the high tonight. Scattered showers 33 tomorrow. Cloudy, scattered light rain with a high of 37. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Thank you, Sean. On the way, we're going to chat with Doug Peterson from Advent Health of Durand on the HSHS closing. That's coming up next. First, here's Old Dominion.
Well, it was down some street we couldn't even pronounce. We were stuck in the middle, loving every ounce. Tequila was cheap, but the flow we were feeling was real. Neither one of us looking for three little words, unless those three words were do not disturb. Checkout was supposed to be noon, but we slept until 3. Slipped it in a purse, I guess. It makes her think of me. And that night we left our hearts on the sleeves and the clothes all over the floor. We both know we can't open that door no more. But she kept the hotel key. Well, I can still see her on the bed sitting Indian style with my t-shirt on and a half-drunk smile. She talked about Austin and how she'd get back there someday. I had the curtains wide open and a song on my phone. We danced by the TV we never turned on and wondered would anyone miss us if we ran away. But this isn't one of those stories that ends up that way. No. But she kept the hotel key, slipped it in a purse, I guess. It makes her think of me. And that night we left our hearts on the sleeves and my clothes all over the floor. We both know we can't open the door no more. But she kept the hotel key. We left the crowd, we left the world and locked it out. She left a picture in my head. She left a night I can't forget. But she kept the hotel key, slipped it in a purse, I guess. It makes her think of me. And that night we left our hearts on the sleeves and the clothes all over the floor. We both know we can't open the door no more. But she kept the hotel key. Yeah, she kept it. She kept the hotel key. We both know we can't open the door no more, but she kept the hotel key.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. I'm Brian Winnikins. Joining us this morning, Doug Peterson, and he is the lead administrator here at Advent Health Durand. And, of course, we're going to talk about what happened with the big announcements earlier this week with HSHS and Purveya Health leaving. And I've received a lot of phone calls and emails going, what is that going to mean for Durand? And there's a lot of good news here. The biggest thing is, Doug, it means absolutely nothing for Advent Health.
Well, that's true. We're still here. We're not affiliated with HSHS, with Sacred Heart or Purveya. We certainly have had a good relationship with them over the years. We do have to have some changes around here. We use them as our reference lab. And we have other options, but they're not as timely. That's why we've used Sacred Heart. All of our visiting specialists that come from Eau Claire are either Mayo or Oak Leaf. So the Oak Leaf providers do have privileges at Sacred Heart, but they're not employed, so they're going to continue to come here. We'll still have the same services. And, you know, there's a lot of people wondering what's going on, and I can address some of those things, like there's one less place to go for having a baby delivered. My thoughts are, if you consider Eau Claire with Chippewa Falls, with those two hospitals that are closing, Sacred Heart and St. Joe's, the market probably isn't big enough for five hospitals when you consider Altoona's Oakley Surgical Center and then the Marshfield Hospital and then, of course, Mayo. So that's what the press release says, that, you know, market pressures. And one more thing I will add is this is a shock to me, and I've had communication with somebody I know that works there. And they were shocked as well. So the employees there didn't even know, as the press releases said.
Talking with Doug Peterson from Advent Health Durand. Doug, then there's the clinics, you know, the Purveya clinics, you know, like Mondovi has one, and, you know, some of these smaller clinics. But again, for Advent Health, for the Durand Clinic, again, it doesn't, everything's going to just go on like it has before. Yes, it might get a little busier, but it's going to go on as before.
Yes, and I'm thinking what's going to happen to those, and I don't know. Somebody will probably try to make a go at opening up or taking over, you know, Sacred Heart Hospital or the Purveya Clinics, but I have no thoughts on, or no insights on anything. I've got some thoughts on it, though.
You know, with you mentioned the losing Sacred Heart for delivering of babies. Now, earlier, I think it was last year, Mayo said that they were ending that in Menominee.
Right.
But again, here at Advent Health, it's we still have neonatal services, and if there is something, you know, an emergency delivery or something like that, it's not like that can't be done here, right?
That is correct. We haven't delivered a baby in Durand since 2002, and we are prepared in our emergency room, and we have not had that happen. So,
well, you know, I guess we can knock on wood. Is that, yes. You know, I guess I would have to ask, with what happened there, is that something that the administration for Advent has said, well, maybe we ought to look at this for Durand again, just because of where we're at? Or is that something that, wow, Brian, there's a lot more to this than just having Dr. Brian here ready to go whenever?
The likelihood of that is pretty close to zero. Maybe it is zero.
Okay.
How's that for an answer?
Okay, well, that makes total sense. Now, Doug, though, there is other issues, not just with HSHS, but with all of the rural healthcare system. There's a lot of challenges here and things that your staff here at Advent have to work on every day to try and meet these challenges with all of the things and the challenges with rural healthcare. I mean, we don't have the big city, and we don't have some of these, the potentially the bigger funding from the federal government or things like that to help cover some of this, right?
You want to get me started, Brian? Okay. Well, I've been thinking about the insurance coverages. So I think Marshfield might have a chance because they have that insurance product that they're involved with. And as for a challenge, it certainly is. I mean, I've been reading the comments on the internet on the places that have had this press release. And there's comments about, well, you know, was the quality there? Was the, is it the government? Is it the current administration in our country? Is it insurance paying, whatever? I think Medicare Advantage plans advertise a lot, and people sign up for them because they can get a little bit lower premium than some other products. And then they find out that they're really limited on choice. So those are things that we're dealing with, and it's been a I've been in healthcare over 30 years, and it's been cycling these same concepts of what should Medicare and Medicaid pay, and insurance, and managed care is really managed money, and we all know that kind of stuff.
And is that really one of the biggest fundamental issues, really, for rural hospitals as well? This concept, this of where the insurance may not cover a lot, or there might not be reimbursement from the Medicare Medicaid system, and because of that, then people just put stuff off. They either don't do anything, or until it's into the AdventHealth emergency room, because that's how they're going to get their care. And now that's the most, from what I've been told, that's the most inefficient way to do this.
That's true. It is the most inefficient way. But I don't really know what else to say on that comment you made. I mean, there are some things that are working well for us here in AdventHealth Durand. So we are a critical access hospital. We are one of 54 critical access hospitals in the state of Wisconsin. And so that's a designation on how we get paid. So fortunate for us, we get paid a little bit more than some of the other non-critical access hospitals. So that's working for us. And as for people's choices in delaying care or going other places, or, you know, not wanting to go because they do have, you know, it's a new year, so there's new deductibles and copays and so forth. So it's a challenge to maneuver the system and to use the dollars wisely.
Well, we're talking with Doug Peterson with AdventHealth. Let's talk about some good news here, because the gloom and doom I hate. Wow, the construction on the new ambulance base seems to be, this weather, you've had, you know, we haven't had the really nasty winter, so the construction seems to be moving forward really nicely.
It is. I actually just visited with Cole from Duran Builders, and we're on pace to get done on schedule, which would be by the end of March. And we're looking to have a dedication or a ribbon cutting type of ceremony with the people that helped fund this and some others in April is what we're shooting for. And so that is a great addition, and a lot of people are commenting on it, and grateful to have that. And you talked about good things happening. We had a good year, 2023, financially. So if people are concerned about, you know, reading the press release on Sacred Heart and St. Joe's, we have, you know, I'll bring up the bad and I'll say the good. It was 9 years that we closed our nursing home, and we struggled through that decision, so that was tough. But, you know, then we did it, and we said, why didn't we do it a year or two earlier? Because it was costing the hospital. So we've had 9 really good years since then. So we're building our financial strength, strengthening our balance sheet, and cash is in a good position. And it is always a struggle to figure out the staffing levels and what investments we need to make in capital to serve our community. And we're in a good spot.
And I think that this hospital is critical, not just for healthcare, but for the quality of life here in Pepin County. And I did not know this until the pandemic, and you and I have talked about this before. They don't have a hospital. And I was just like, what? How can that be? And so for us, this facility is such a critical part of this area that it is very good news to hear that financially the hospital is doing very well, and that because it allows you and the staff to continue with all of the different things that you're able to do for our community. I still go back to 2016 in Campylobacter, and you know, my daughter was here and along with a whole bunch of other folks, and I remember talking to one of the staff members going, wow, it's been a long time since this hotel's been this full on. And they're like, yeah, but you know, it was actually for them, they said it was great to be able to pull this off. And that's what makes the difference, isn't it?
Well, I'm glad you have a good memory on the good stuff, and I'm trying to help people with the bad experiences forget those. You can't please all the people all the time, but we try. So we are always striving to improve. And this, in 2023, we did receive two awards from Press Ganey for our inpatient side and for the emergency department, top quartile on the patient satisfaction score. So thank you for filling out those surveys when you get them sent to you and filling them out, and I'm glad people have had good experiences here.
The other big part of this is, you know, with this new ambulance bay, and of course we have the helicopter pad, but how critical that is for this area. Look at all of the fires we've had over the last couple of weeks and accidents and things. You know, one of them was very, very severe, and there was no med flight available, but they could come here and you could at least get that person stabilized until the helicopter could come in, or you could transport them by ground. But if this isn't here, whoa, we're looking at a pretty long trip here if there's an emergency.
Well, we count it a privilege to be able to serve our community, and so we're glad to be able to do that.
Again, Doug Peterson, he is the chief administrator here at Advent Health Durand. Again, the big, everyone's been shocked over what's happened in Eau Claire with HSHS and Purveya Health, but the good news is things will continue to go on here as normal here at Advent Health in Durand. You're listening to WRDN.
You know, our lives are busy, and at times it's hard to seize an opportunity, especially one that's good for us. Eating fresh fruits and vegetables from Durand Fresh Market is simple and good for your health. Strapped for time? Durand Fresh Market has all the ingredients for a healthy meal for your family that can be prepared in under 10 minutes. Today and every day, Durand Fresh Market is filled with hundreds of healthy options, including locally grown items. Hometown proud, Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
The Pepin County Health Department provides confidential reproductive health and family planning services here in Durand. Services include birth control methods and supplies, routine preventative exams, cervical cancer screenings, STI testing and treatment, emergency contraception, and pregnancy testing. All are available at low or no cost to you. Whatever your situation, the Pepin County Health Department is here to help you. Call or text 715-279-3241 for more information or to set up an appointment.
You're all set with your Medicare prescriptions, Mrs. Brown.
This is not just low-cost copays at Walgreens.
I can actually help you set up 90-day refills if you want.
This is having a partner you can trust. Get low-cost copays, 90-day refills, and delivery from your neighborhood Walgreens. This is being independent, together. Walgreens.
Restrictions apply. For details, see walgreens.com/pharmacy.
This year, wouldn't it be great to stop dealing with thin, brittle, shedding hair and instead have the thick, healthy, gorgeous hair you've always wanted? Now you can by using Hair Volume from New Nordic. Look for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens and CVS or online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
Nachos!
Hey, I'll take some.
And some Frank's Red Hot.
Nah.
You're just going to eat these boring nachos with no flavor. Frank it up! Frank it up! This guy finally gets it.
It's the perfect blend of flavor and heat. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on Carol. She's more focused on hitting a high note than the car in front of her. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California. Subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Yeah, we're replacing the carpets too, so don't worry about that.
No fresh powder yet, but Dan's Ski Lodge has an avalanche of projects.
Yeah, those four rooms are getting hot tubs.
He needs a staff engineer to navigate a flurry of new requests.
And all of those will be fully ADA accessible.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I wish I would have met you anywhere but where I did. Some old high-rise town that I won't ever go again. Wish we would have rolled around some old cab and chased them city lights. Hit bars I don't like. But we were listening to one more Silver Dollar. Hanging out by Silverado down the road I love to ride. Wish I would've known about now that you'd be good and gone and you'd leave us in a cloud of dust. Can't you see what you're doing, girl? You know damn near everything I love. I don't care how much they're biting, I won't even crank the boat. Soon as that bobber hits the water, girl, your memory starts to float. Baby, why'd I ever take the bed and take the places that I love to go? Hell, I'll never know. I even took you to my hometown. Wish I would've known about now that you'd be good and gone and you'd leave us in a cloud of dust. Can't you see what you're doing, girl? You know damn near everything I love.
shot, what'll it be? I want a shot of that redhead yonder looking at me. The dance floor's hopping and it's hotter than the 4th of July. I see outlaws and laws, crooks and straights, all out making it shake, doing the boot scoot boogie.
For local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Again.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. And Jason Aldean tonight looks good on you. 9:35, I'm Brian Winnekins. Well, this just in. Joe Barry is out as Packers defensive coordinator. Well, it's about time. Thank you. Thank you very much. See you later, pal. Hit the road, Jack. Yeah, there you go. So Joe Barry out as Packers defensive coordinator. Now they just need to hire Bill Belichick. Simple as that. That would work for me. Just saying, odds of that happening, slim to none, but, you know, one can wish. Let's run down today in history for this January 24th. 1908, the first Boy Scout troop was organized in England by Robert Baden Powell. 1922, the Eskimo pie was patented. 1964, CBS acquired the rights to broadcast National Football League games, and they would have that even after the merger. They would have the NFC until, 92, when that new network called Fox would take them away from them. They, of course, now broadcast the AFC games. 1965, former British Prime Minister Sir Winston Churchill passed away at the age of 90. 1973, Little Donny Osmond received a gold record for his album, Too Young. 1975, legendary Three Stooges member Larry Fine passed away at the age of 72. 1984, Apple unveils its new Macintosh personal computer. I remember that. 1998, game show host and Name That Tune co-creator Bob Russell passed away at the age of 90. In 2010, actor Purnell Roberts, best known for his work on TV's Bonanza and Trapper John M.D., passed away at the age of 81. And in 2016, a magnitude 7.1 earthquake struck Anchorage, Alaska. That's what happened on this date in history. Coming up, we'll have a check of our opening market. Stages just opened up a little bit ago for the regular trading day. Market update being brought to you in part by Jerry Barron Sons and Elsevia Co-op.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op. Milk markets are moving lower with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins at the Mercantile Exchange. February milk down 11 to 15.59. March and April both down 13. March at 15.84. April at 16.50. May milk down 6 at 17.24. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle markets continue to move mostly higher today as demand is supporting the cattle markets. Hog markets are also mostly higher. There's still some demand optimism in the hog markets. A little bit of profit taking, though, in a few of the contracts. February live cattle up 72 cents to 175.37. January feeder cattle up 90 cents to 231.90. February hogs down 27 cents to 73.02. Meanwhile, at the Chicago Board of Trade, corn markets and wheat markets continue to move mostly higher today. Now, the soybean markets are moving mostly lower. The bounce that we've seen since the markets posted a reversal off of new lows last week, it's still happening in, again, corn and wheat. There's still, some profit-taking happening in the markets. And also Argentina has been quite good so far as weather, but there is concern developing over dryness over the last few weeks. New crop corn now up 2 to 479.5. New crop beans now down 1 and 3 quarters to 1205 and a quarter. Chicago wheat March up 3.5 to 6 even.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bayer and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We have some pretty dense fog out there this morning. Could be a little frosty on the roads, too, where temperatures are below freezing. It's going to be cloudy and dreary all day long with patchy fog likely 35 the high tonight. Scattered showers 33 tomorrow. Cloudy, scattered light rain with a high of 37. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Well, I caught my wife with another man, and it cost me 99. On a prison farm in Georgia, close to the Florida line. Well, I've been here for 2 long years. I finally made the warden my friend. And so he sentenced me to a life of ease, taking care of old Red. Now, old Red, he's the damnedest dog that I've ever seen. Got a nose that can smell a 2-day trail. He's a 4-legged tracking machine. You can consider yourself mighty lucky to get past the gators and the quicksand beds. But all these years that I've been here, ain't nobody got past Red. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Old Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have you treat for the morning crown. Well, I paid off the guard and I slipped out a letter to my cousin up in Tennessee. Oh, and he brought down a blue tick hound. She was pretty as she could be. Well, they pinned her up in the swampland, about a mile just south of the gate. And I'd take old Red for his evening run. I'd just drop him off and wait. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Old Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my treat for the morning come. Now old Red got real used to seeing his lady every night. And so I kept him away for 3 or 4 days and waited till the time got right. Well, I made my run with the evening sun, and I smiled when I heard him turn red out. 'Cause I was headed north to Tennessee, and old Red was headed south. And the woman sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Old Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red will have you treat for the morning. Now there's red-haired blue ticks all in the south. Love got me in here and love got me out.
If you leave me, I won't miss you, and I won't ever take you back. Girl, your memory won't ever haunt me, 'cause I don't love you, and now if you'll buy that. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona.
got some oceanfront property in Arizona. If you'll buy that, I'll throw the Golden Gate in free. The ground you walk on, I never have, and that's a fact. I won't follow, I'll try to find you, 'cause I don't love you. Now if you'll buy that, I got some oceanfront property in Arizona.
For you 24/7. We're Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Keith Urban, you look good in my shirt, 951. I'm Brian Winnekins. This reminder, first annual Clarence Schneider Memorial Ice Fishing Contest and Winter Event coming up this Saturday in O'Galley. The contest and the event start at 11 o'clock. There'll be food, refreshments, raffles, and more. Visit the Lake O'Galley Association's Facebook page or website for more information. How'd you like to get 10 grand? Okay, what do we got to do? That's the kicker. A yogurt company is offering to pay $10,000 to participants who complete a month-long digital detox. Their phone has to be locked in a box. Oh, boy. Siggy's Dairy, known for its Icelandic-style yogurt, said its digital detox program will offer $10,000 to participants who are willing to give up their phones for a month. The program, inspired by Dry January's, accepting applications through January 31st. 10 people will be selected for the digital detox, and they'll have to keep their smartphones secured for 1 month in a lockbox provided by the dairy. The selected winners who complete the program will receive $10,000, a phone lockbox, a, quote, good old-fashioned flip phone, unquote, with a one-month prepaid SIM card, along with a three-month supply of Siggy's yogurt. Would you give up the smartphone, put it in a lockbox for a month, and not use it? But you get 10 grand.
How do you measure the human spirit? In pounds? In milliliters? In the distance traveled between yesterday and today. Or maybe there's no way to measure the human spirit. Because as you remind us every day, it simply has no limit. Learn more about how we care for your whole body, mind, and spirit at AdventHealth.com.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durant.
I'm with Tom Heffernan of Tom Heffernan Ford. Tom, it's 2024 and time to get a new vehicle for the new year. Tell us about it.
Well, I don't know where 2023 went, but 2024 is here, and now is the time to get yourself a nice new or used vehicle to go on vacation, to go to grandma's house. So we've got a great selection of new cars. We've got new Broncos in stock. We've got new pickups in stock, and we've got a great selection of used cars, factory program cars. We've got Edges, Explorers in stock. So come and see us, folks. Tom Heffernan. Tom Heffernan Ford in beautiful downtown Lake City, Minnesota.
While the rest of the world paused during the COVID pandemic, Worthington, Minnesota has been busy. Worthington has rebuilt four parks, built an indoor turf rec center, a splash pad, a community pavilion, pickleball courts, lighted biking and walking trails, and added lake rentals. But we're just getting started. A lakeside eatery and a new outdoor aquatic center is coming. And here's the thing. Worthington, Minnesota is a great place to eat, play, live, and stay. This is your invitation. Worthington, it's worth a look.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Double wide quick stop, midnight tea top, Jack in her cherry coke town. Mama and daddy put their roots right here, cause this is where the car broke down. Yellow dog school bus, kicking up red dust, kicking us up by a barbed wire fence. MTV on the RCA, no AC in the vents. We were Jesus, save me, blue jean baby, born in the USA. Trailer park, truck stop, faded little map dots, New York to L.A. We were teenage dreaming, front seat leaning, baby, come give me a kiss. Put me on the cover of the Rolling Stone, uptown, down home, American kids. Growing up in little pink houses, making out on living room couches, blowing that smoke on Saturday night. A little messed up, but we're all right. Church parking lot, trying not to get caught, take her home and give her your jacket, making it to second base by saying you went all the way Monday afternoon at practice. Sister's got a boyfriend daddy doesn't like, now he's sitting out back 30-30 in his lap in the blue bug zapper light. We were Jesus, save me, blue jean baby, born in the USA. Trailer park, truck stop, faded little map dots, New York to L.A. We were teenage dreaming, front seat leaning, baby, come give me a kiss. Put me on the cover of the Rolling Stone, uptown, down home, American kids. Growing up in little pink houses, making out on living room couches, blowing that smoke on Saturday night. A little messed up, but we're all right.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. And Kenny Chesney, American Kids, 9:58. I'm Brian Winikins. And thank you to State Senator Jeff Smith and also Doug Peterson from AdventHealth for joining us today. And if you missed either one of those interviews, they are now available on our podcast. Go to realcountry1430.com and click on the podcast tab. You'll find those both of those interviews there. A happy National Peanut Butter Day today. Early peanut butter made by the Aztecs and Incas started around 1000 BC. It was more of a paste and not nearly as creamy as the peanut butter we know now. Peanut butter didn't become widely used until the 20th century. First, the peanut had to be considered more than animal feed, which it wasn't until the late 1800s, believe it or not. By the turn of the century, inventions that made planting, cultivating, and harvesting peanuts made it possible to see the peanut as a retail and wholesome food item. Thank you to Marcus Gilmore Edison of Canada, Dr. John